朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
Chapter 26, verse 18 and 19.
18-19 耶和华今日照他所应许你的，也认你为他的子民，使你谨守他的一切诫命，又使你得称赞，又使你得称赞美名尊荣，超乎他所造的万民之上，并照他所应许的，使你归耶和华你的神为圣洁的名。
You know why we have to be holy?
你知道为什么我们要圣洁吗？
Because we are given to God.
因为我们是要献给神的。
Look at those horses. They are only fit to draw king's coaches if they are separated.
你们看那些国王的骏马，他们这配拉那个车子，只是因为神将他们分别出来。
And you know, many of you will not think this is worthy because people around us don't understand us.
也许我们会觉得这个实在是不值得，因为我们旁边的人都不能了解。
And I want to encourage you all, including the young and old.
我实在是愿意在这里鼓励我们的弟兄姊妹们。
You know, sometimes people don't really people don't understand us.
因为的确很多时候别人不会了解，不会体谅。
They think that we're crazy not to go out to play on Sunday.
他会觉得我们实在是发疯了啊！这么忙，礼拜天都不会出去休息玩一玩。
And after all 5 days or maybe 6 days hard work, we still separate ourselves for meeting on Sunday. What's that matter?
Yeah. 为什么在那么苦苦那么辛苦做工了5天6天之后，我们还要跑来礼拜天还要跑来这里敬拜
？A simple answer would be because this is holy day of God and we keep it holy.
一个最简单的一个答案是这一天是圣日。我们在这里，我们把它分别出来。在这里我们
And indeed, you know, people don't understand us.
的确，人没有办法了解。
John the apostle has something to say about that too.
约翰他讲到这件事。
First John, chapter 3.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
How great is the love of Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
第一节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。Okay,
you see, brothers and sisters, yes, we are doing a lot of things people don't understand.
弟兄姊妹们，的确我们做了很多事情，别人没办法太了解。
We are separated to be holy, and the world didn't understand why we have to do that.
我们实在是被分别为圣出来的，那这个世人绝对不能够了解。
If you want to reason with them, you find out at the end it's very difficult.
如果你想跟他们说理讲清楚的话，简直是讲不清。
And John the apostle told us why. The reason that they don't.Because they don't know God.
而约翰在这里告诉我们为什么会讲不清，因为他们不认识神。
They don't know our Father.
因为他并不认识我们的父神。
If they know our Father, then we are His children. We should be like Him.
因为如果他们认识父神的话，我们是神的儿女，我们也要像他一样。
Am I going too fast or too slow for you?
我讲得太快还是讲得太慢？
Do you think we spend too much time on one frame, or should we speed up, or shall we really dwell on the point?
Speed.
No opinion. Huh? Okay, let's move on to the second one. Speed up? Okay, let's try a little bit. I want you to turn to scripture again, Isaiah chapter 35.
请我们再翻开圣经以赛亚书35章。
Isaiah chapter 35, what's the verse again? Verse 8 to 10.
35章从第八节到第十节。
I'd ask some of the young people to read the English ones because anyone have a King James version, perhaps?
你们哪一位有 King James version?
Arlene, would you do it, please? You read faster than I do, I'm sure. 35 verses from 8 to 10. There you are.
好，第八节。Sorry.
Let's see. Okay, please. Please do it in Chinese.
在那里，第八节，必有一条大路，称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为赎民行走。行路的人虽愚昧，也不至失迷。在那里，必没有狮子猛兽，也不并没有狮子猛兽，也不登这路，在那里都遇不见。只有赎民在那里行走，并且耶和华救赎的民并必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐并归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And I want you to appreciate with me the comics. There's a lot of stars here. I guess that black horse was really hurt by walking, trying to walk on a hard road.
你看那个上面，他那个脚底下有好几个星星在那里都蹦出来了。我想他在那里脚一定很疼很疼。
You know, curiosity has killed the cat.
这个
好奇心，
这好奇心呢，真是会杀人啊。
杀猫，
好杀人 ，kill the cat 一样。
You see, this curiosity almost killed this horse.
那么这个马这么好奇，几乎他的蹄子，他几乎要把他杀了。
He tries to follow the coaches and run on the highway.
他想要跟那个马车在大路上面去跑。
You know, this highway is only trained for the believer, for the Christians.
你知道这条路其实只是为了基督徒来行走的。
For God's holy people to run on.
为了神的圣洁的民来行走的。
You know, if you want to, your friend, non-believing friend, to come live the way you live, they can't do it.
如果你想你请你的不信主的那个朋友们来照你一样的这么样子过生活，这样做这样的行为，简直是做不到的。
You know, you start your day by having morning devotion with the Lord.
你看看，有时候你一早上起来，先开始在神面前有晨更的时间。
Some of the diligent ones may even want to write down your notes.
甚至有一些比较更用功的，在早上还要把读经的这个心得还写下来。
You know, the busy ones can spend about 15 minutes at most, but people with more time may want to spend up to 2 hours with the Lord.
那忙的人呢，也许早上只能花15分钟时间在那里，但是有时间的人早上可以花两个钟头。
And then you brush your teeth and do everything routine, and you start to have breakfast.
然后起来洗脸漱口，然后吃你的早饭。
Now, when you eat before you eat breakfast, you even pray.
而且甚至在你吃早饭以前，你还祷告呢。
Say grace.
在那里祷告。
And now you have a very peaceful heart, not in a hurry, get into this eight o'clock traffic.
然后呢，你就心平气和的，然后去开始上公路去挤去了。
You know, people are before you and people are after you.
那前面也有人，后面也有人。
You are in no hurry because you go nowhere.
因为反正你也没有办法着急，你也没办法往哪儿去。
You take your time and you turn on your cassette.
于是呢在那个路上呢，于是你就安安静静的你就安安详详的把这个录音带打开。
You know, some great brothers have given you a tape of special meetings.
有很多弟兄们有那个特别特会的好的这个录音带给了你。
And you were so sorry that you missed it, so that when you receive the cassette, you just turn it on a Sunday, on a Monday morning.
你很可惜那个特会你没办法去，于是呢很高高兴兴拿到了这个录音带，在那个早上呢在车里面就把它放出来。
For that 1 hour, you enjoy yourself to be alone with God again.
在那一整个钟头的这个车上的时间，你又在那享受跟神同在那一个钟头。
The slow traffic didn't bother you because no time was lost.
那车那么慢慢在那里往前慢慢挤的时间一点都没有浪费，因为你在那里与神交通。
Finally, you got to your office or hospital or wherever you work and9 o'clock sharp. You didn't become late.
然后最后，终于在准时间9点钟的时候，你到达了你工作的地方。
And you praise God for that.
然后一点都没有迟到，说你感谢神。
And you're not boasting to your friend.
你也并不是在那里向你的朋友在那里夸大。
So you have a big smile on your face, and you walk into your office and say hi to everybody.
然后你脸上大大的笑容，走进 office, 然后想跟他们说，跟他们道早。
And you sit down and begin your day's work.
然后坐下来开始一天的工作。
You know, the whole day was peaceful because God is with you.
你知道一整天呢都是那样子的，都是那样子平安，因为神与你同在。
You rejoice so much because you know that you're doing the thing God wants you to do at that day.
你知道你在那时候是何等的喜乐，因为你知道那一天你所做的就是神在那里叫你在那一天要做的事。
God may have used you to say a few kind words to people on contact with you on the telephone.
也许在那一天里面，神要利用你在那个电话跟别人接头的时候，讲几句很温柔的话。
To give them encouragement to move on.
给他们一些鼓励，让他们往前去。
Tell them to trust God, not on yourself.
让他们能够来信任靠信靠神，而不是信靠自己。
You may have to turn on a few business deal because you realize when they talk about it, you see some gray area in that.
也许有些这个商业上的这个网环，你发现那里可能你要慢一点，因为在注意到呢中间有一点不清楚的地方。
Some people might want you to give him a kickback.
也许有的人有的商家要有的人要你给他一个回扣。
Or he wants to give you a kickback.
或者他
he wants a favor from you.
或者他想要给你一个回扣。
Now you refuse that because you're a Christian.
你在那时候你拒绝了，因为你是基督徒。
When you come back to work 6 o'clock at night,
当你下班回家
，you flip around your cassette the other side and finish on with your message.
然后把那个录音带呢反过来，正好把另外一遍听完。
And you come back home, your wife is waiting for you.
然后你回到家中的时候，这个太太在等着你。
With all big smile because she has a terrific day at the house with the Lord too.
因为他也是那么大也是带着微笑，因为一整天他在家里面也是有神的同在。
You give thanks to the Lord on the dinner table and set examples for your children to pray.
然后在晚餐桌上的时候，你带着弟兄姊妹，带着你的家人一起祷告谢饭，给你的孩子们一个榜样。
And you talk about very pleasant things happening.
然后说一些很高兴的事情。
And you have family time with the family.
然后你实在是跟你的家人有很好的时间在一起。
And you really enjoy the whole day.
然后一整天就是那么好。
God has given you a holy day.
神在那时候给了你一个圣日。
You are walking on the holy way.
因为你在那一天里面，你是走在圣道上面。
But dear brothers and sisters, those who do not believe cannot start the day right.
那个不相信神的人，没有办法一整天能够很好的有很好的开始。
They rushed here and there. They rushed on and off back to the office and back to house, rushing all the way.
他们整天就那忙忙碌碌的冲到这里，冲到那里。
You know, I remember Moses Child said.If we live in here long enough, we do not become Americans, we become Russian.
周主培牧师曾经说过，说如果我们住在这里啊，住得够久的话啊，你不会变成美国人，你会变成俄国人，因为是 Russian, 是跑来跑去的 Russian.
We're not American, we're Russian. We're Russian.
所以我们在这里住久了，不会变成美国人，反而变成了俄国人。
You know, when you talk about the holy life, that you come to the meet, you come to...Be with the Lord from the beginning of the day till the end of the day, and when you retire, you tell your children some Bible stories.
你知道，若是你一天这么样子在这个圣道上这么走，从早到晚都是那样子的好那样子，然后到了晚上，大家一家干高高兴兴的，你甚至可以跟你的小孩讲一讲神的事情，讲一讲圣经上的事。
You know, these are not a life the unbelieving world can live.
这种生活并不是一个非基督徒，是一个非基督人没有办法活出来的。
Now, brothers and sisters, don't you? I'm sure not everyone lived the way I said. I didn't myself.
我也相信，我们不是每一个人每天都能那样子活。我自己也是。
But don't you envy that?
但是你羡不羡慕那样子啊？
I'm sure you do.
我相信你一定很羡慕那样子。
I hope I can live a day like that every day.
我实在是希望我每天都能那样子活。
But you know, the unbelieving world will say it's boring to death.
但是那些不信主人会说你这样子真没意思。
They try to imitate such a life, they can't do it.
即使他们喜欢，他们想要这么学，没有办法做得到。
Because the holy way was not for them.
因为这样的圣路不是为他们预备的。
The holy highway was not meant for them to walk on.
因为这条圣道不是让为了那些人来行走的。
It's too hard.
因为太难太难了。
It's too hard.
太难。
It's going to splinter their hooves.
那个实在是太那个路太硬了，让他们的蹄子都要受伤。
But we can.
但是我们可以。
You see, therefore, those horses ask, "What kind of horse are they?"
所以他们这个马觉得好奇怪啊。
And they look at it differently. They say, "You guys have no freedom. You guys are bound up."
看你们这个马是什么？你们是什么样的马？你们简直像奴隶一样，这么样给绑在那里。
They are looking at us so wondered, so strange. They couldn't figure out.
这个野马看着被上了缰的马，简直是不能够想象。
They say they are slaves.
他说你们简直是奴隶一样。
They encourage these horses to rebel and run away.
他在这里呢就鼓励这些国王的马呢，你们最好造反，然后跟我们一起跑吧。
Now, remember a while ago, I asked you to remain your Bible, to put your Bible remain open in 1 Peter.
我们还是把圣经再翻回 彼得前书。
We look at chapter 4, verse 4.
彼得前书第四章第四节。
I know some of our high schoolers are very good readers. Would any one of you volunteer? Chapter 4, verse 4.
我们的中学生都很会读圣经的。你们哪一位读读一读
？Johnny, would you do it?
Johnny doesn't have a Bible.
Or he has a different Bible.
That's all right. Okay. 第四节，他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。
They speak bad things about Christians.
然后于是他们就毁谤基督徒。
They think we have no freedom.
他是说基督徒真是不自由。
But you know, indeed, we don't need that kind of freedom.
但是我们现在是不需要那种自由。
To us, we understand that way was the wrong way.
我们知道那个是不对的路。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 7 told us.
因为在第一林前哥林多前书。
Verse 22 it says, when we are called to be the Lord, when we are called by the Lord, we become slaves for him.
Okay.
林前七章二十二节。
林前七章二十二节。林前七章二十二节，因为做奴仆蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人；做自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。
I don't think we have time to finish all of it, but I think we're going to finish with the fourth frame.
我相信我们没有办法讲所有的，但是我们至少可以讲完这第四个。
You know, the horse says, the black one says, they don't even look at us. They don't even want to depart from their way. They just dare not to look out.
那个黑马跑走的时候，他说：“你看那些人，他们连看我们一眼都不敢。”
But I want to encourage all you Christians here.
但是我在这里是要鼓励我们这里的基督徒们。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
我们看一看加拉太书第五章。
When we walk on a Christian way, we are bound to receive all kind of taunts and jeers.
当我们在这个圣道上行走的时候，我们的确是要受到很多的毁谤，很多的嘲笑。
Paul has tried to encourage the Galatians by verse 7 in chapter 5.
在加拉太书
第五章第七节。
五章七节里面。
He said, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth?
加拉太书第五章第七节，他说：“你们向来跑得好，有谁拦住你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢
？”You see, those black horses may want to cut into the free highway and cause those king's horses to run away from them.
那些野马很可能在那里就冲到这些国王的马前面，在那里捣蛋，希望他们这些马能够走跑散。
But what did Paul say?
但是保罗在这里说什么呢
？First Corinthians again, chapter 9.
林前第九章
Verse 24
第二十四节林前九章二十四节
What is it saying here?
在这里讲到什么呢
Do you know not that in a race all the runners run but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into straight trainingThey do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡较力争胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
26. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly.I do not fight like a man beating the air.
所以我奔跑不是无定向，我斗拳不像打空气。
Dear brother and sister, are you running with an aim or aimlessly?
那弟兄姊妹们，你们各位这样奔跑是不是有方向的呢
？Do you think a Christian way is too hard to walk on?
你是不是觉得一个基督徒的路是太难走了
？Or do you think it's worth it?
还是你觉得那实在是值得
？We have definitely all kinds of distractions.
我们的确有很多很多的打岔。
But let's learn not to walk away.
但是我们在这里，我们要学会不要跑掉。
Let's not look away.
我们也不要向别的地方看。
For God has set a goal for us.
因为神在这里给我们设立了一个目标。
I'm sure everyone knows the familiar verses in Philippians.
我相信各位一定也都知道一个很熟悉的经文，在腓立比书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Again, Paul said that.
保罗又再一次说道。 Philippi 三章。
Yeah, verses four, I think it's 14. Okay, starting 13. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward a goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
所以在腓立比书第三章十三节说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have so far touched some background of the story here.
我们现在稍微把这个故事的背景稍微提了一下。
I'm sure you can remember the story very easily. The things are easy to remember and easy to relate.
我相信这些事情，我想各位一定很容易记得，因为也很容易能够联想。
But instead of just telling the story, let's really think about it.
所以我们不光只是在这里说一说这个故事而已，让我们再次仔细想一想。
Dear brothers and sisters, are we already called into the King's services?
我们是不是已经在这里蒙呼召，变成在给我们的王在这里出力
？Are we running a course with?Where we know God has a great reward for us.
我们是不是在那一个路上，在那里跑，在那里我们要知道，我们要得到在基督耶稣里头要得到来得的奖赏。
And we are encountering a lot of non-Christians who we looked at as funny.
我们常常也碰到很多的基督徒，我们 funny.
They think that we are.
他们觉得我们很奇怪。
Let's not lose our heart.
那我们不要灰心。
Because those who can look forward and press on to the mark.
因为那些真的可以往前看而且向着标杆直跑的
we'll finally arrive at
会达到目的
and those along the way you know some of the horses will be converted
你知道在这样的路上的时候有些马还是会进来的
though we may not have the chance to preach to them or to share gospel with them at this time
也许我们这个时候没有办法对那些野马来告诉他们这条路
but if they looked at usAnd realize that we are running a different way.
如果他们看看我们的时候，就知道我们实在是跑了另外一条路。
I don't say all of them will, but some will.
我也不是说每一个人都会，但是有些人的确会仔细想一想。
Some will really think about the Christian way.
有些人的确想一想这个基督徒的路是怎么回事。
And they might even want to find out.
也许他们实在是愿意知道。
How to become a Christian.
知道怎么样能可以变成一个基督徒。
How to run our King's course.
怎么样能够跑在这个国王的这条圣道上面。
How to be used by King.
怎么样能够被神所用，被我们的国王所用。
How to be trained to have a pure life.
怎么样能被国王训练有一个很纯净的生活
I want you to take this booklet home and read it.
我实在是希望各位拿着这个小册子拿回去仔细看一看
Maybe you have as many or more scriptures coming to you.
也许你会有更多的这个圣经节会联想起更多的圣经节
You know, this owl to me, it may stand for the Holy Spirit.
那个猫头鹰在这里可以是圣灵的象征
Because he teaches the truth.
因为他在那里教导真理
He's given those young colts some advice.
而且他也给那些小马一些忠告
And some indicators.
而且有一些给他们一点指示
I pray that you will enjoy this book and share with others.
我现在很希望你们很喜欢这本书而且跟别人分享
And this booklet also talk about a cross in a later stage.
在后面一点这本书上也讲到了十字架
And it also talks about the enjoyment to dwell in the king's house.
也讲到在神的家中是何等的美。
I don't know how this man came about until one day I look again, found out that really God gave him a vision of this.
我几天不知道这个人怎么会想起这么一个漫画来的，然后仔细看那个小字儿，有一天我才发现原来是神给他一个意象。
I believe this is a vision from the Lord.
我实在是相信这是神给他的意象。
The man saw it and he drew it.
He drew it. 看到这样的意象，就他把它画出来。
And make it available to me to us.
然后我们今天可以拿到手。
You know, I did some checking about this guy's.Belief or the doctrine. And I find it to be sound.
我也稍微看了一下这个画这个漫画的人，他这个人怎么样？我发现他是可靠的。
If you think your life is familiar to these,
如果你觉得你的生活、你的生命跟这个有点跟这个能够有点认同
，you can identify with those horses.
你实在是可以也许你觉得你就是里面的哪一种马。
I hope you identify with the king's horses.
我实在是希望你们觉得自己是跟那些国王的马来认同。
But I'm sure many of you will think that they are king's horses, yet they think like the wild horses.
但是我相信也有我们中间也有人，他们知道觉得自己是神的骏马，但是呢他的想法还是跟野马一样。
May God teach you and speak to you through these little booklets.
我们求神利用这本小小的册子来教导我们，来指示我们。
I'm sure he who starts the sanctification process in you will complete it.
我相信那个在你里面要开始这个成圣的功夫的那一位也会在你身上完成。
You will learn to endure the king's harness.
你会在那里，就会在那里愿意忍善忍受，愿意在那里接受那个神给你神国王给你的这个脚环。
Until you are fit to his glorious service.
一直到等到你能够配为他来效力。
Let's all bow our heads.
让我们一起来低头。
Lord Jesus, I thank you for this vision that you have given to one of the brothers who we haven't even met.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，主，因为你将这样的意象给一位我们也没有从来没见过的一位弟兄。
It teaches us much.
他实在是教导了我们很多。
Because this is a story we can all remember.
因为这是一个我们很容易记得住的故事。
And when we meditate and we pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us to meditate.
当我们这样子默想的时候，我们也相信圣灵会带领我们这样子默想。
And we believe that you will guide us, you will advise us through the Holy Spirit.
我就相信在经由圣灵，你就要亲自来教导我们。
Lord, use these booklets to change our lives.
用这样的小册子，主你改变我们，改变我们的生活。
Speak the truth to us.
将真理说向我们说明。
So we understand that we are called into a holy life.
所以我们知道，我们算是被呼召，要做呼召到一个圣洁的生活里面。
We are indeed received a high calling from above.
我们实在是接受了这一个圣洁的呼召，是从上面而来的。
And we are running a course only fit for the saints.
我们也在这个时候，我们在跑一个路，这一条路是只为了圣徒预备的。
Lord, therefore, equip us to be fitting to run this course.
所以我们求你来装备我们，让我们能够跑这条路。
Train us that we be obedient to you.
求你来训练我们，让我们能够来听话顺命。
Give us the ability to walk on the highway.
给我们这个能力，让我们能够走在这条路上。
So that we indeed can live a holy life.
所以我们能够真正能够活一个圣洁的生活。
That can be a testimony to all.
成为别人的一个见证。
Lord, we also pray that you may use these booklets to bring many who are yet wild horses.Come back to the king's will.
主，我们也祷告你，主耶稣，您利用这本让这个小册子，将那些还没有信主的人能够带到你自己的面前。
If there are some among us that are like that,
若是有这样的人在我们中间
，I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to them.
我求圣灵在这个时候向这些人说话。
Realize that their life is aimless until they come to God's will.
让我们了解，让这些人了解，主，我们的生活实在是没有定向，没有目标。
They may think they run very very fast, but they're not going anywhere.
也许他们觉得他们实在是跑得很快，但是实在是到不了什么地方。
Only God is our way.
只有神是我们的道路。
And He has designed it so that we may walk in it.
他这样子计算，他这样的设计，我们可以在上面行路。
We pray that you may use this vision again to enlarge people's understanding.
我也祷告你，主，你用这样的意象来让更多人能够了解。
Lord, bless this booklet as we use it.
主，我们为这一个小册子来祝福。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。